Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and it is Thursday, May the 30th. Joe.
I'm here.
I mean, that's an amazing date now for American history. You realize that?
No.
Well, wait. You don't even know what I'm going to say.
Well, it's not an amazing date for American history.
No, well, wait. I mean, here's the thing. Am I talking about the fact that the Cardinals rebounded to 500, or am I talking about the verdict?
Are they paying you for advertising to go downtown and watch the Cardinals?
Well, I think they're playing in Cincinnati now anyway, aren't they?
No, they finished that series.
Oh,
they
okay.
Won two out of three there.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, the bottom line is...
about the Cardinals know what the hell you're talking about, all right?
Can you...
Go ahead.
But, I mean, aren't you a little shocked that they came all the way back to 500 and they're now in second place?
Well, shocked isn't the word for it, but it's that's really irrelevant, too, okay, that they're back to 500. They should be. They should be at least back. They shouldn't have gotten eight or nine games under 500 to begin with.
All isn't right? that the truth? Right. Okay, so look, we know that this is an historic day because May 30th, 2024, it looks like, according to me, that today is the day, after all of these years, that Donald will begin to pay the price. What do you think?
I don't know. But it's irrelevant to me. It's not an historic day to me. An historic day is September the 11th, December the 7th. Those are historic days. Today is the result of a trial that's really... doesn't really mean anything, because I would imagine, no, I'm right, 95% of their people already have their mind made up regardless of the result of this trial, whatever this is, because I'm not quite sure I understand all the ramifications of the judge's instructions anyhow, but that's neither enough. Doesn't make any difference what I know or what I think. It all depends on what the jury thinks, and people... it's not going to hurt Trump one way or the next, or it's not going to help Biden. The only thing Biden would have to worry about right now, or the Democrat Party, would be three things: Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. That's it.
That's it. No, those are the only three. But
that's it.
Okay. But there are probably other...
In the rest of the country, it doesn't make a damn.
Yeah. No, that's true. But there are other factors involving... how women are going to vote that will probably...
I don't care about women. I don't care how women vote. I'm talking about three states, okay? Three states is what you got. The rest of the 47 don't really count. So all Trump has to win is one of the three, and it gets really dicey for the Democrat Party.
Yeah,
he's got to run the table on the three, at least the way it stands now. Of course, we're some months away from the election, but that's what it's all... this trial isn't going to do anything.
Well, no, this trial is only going to do one thing.
What's that?
It's going to allow people like me, who have been saying for 8 years that this man is a criminal and that he has to be...
And what's your point? Who cares? Everybody knows who Donald Trump was to begin with. He hasn't done... he's just like President Biden. They have done nothing ever from scratch in their life. Biden sat on his ass since he's been, what, 32? In politics? Nothing. Doing nothing. Yes. Trump inherited it all from his old man with financial tricks, but he's created a lot of business, but he's basically done nothing. About the only president that we've had that's done anything in my life, well, there's a couple. That's really wrong. Jimmy Carter has done. John F. Kennedy. And, of course, President Eisenhower. Those three have done things
in my
lifetime.
In your
the
lifetime.
The rest of them haven't done much of anything.
In your lifetime. But you would include Franklin Roosevelt as well.
Well, that's a different... I don't know him, and neither do you. I wasn't even... he was... President Truman was the president when I was born, you know.
No, but I'm just saying, you know enough to say that Roosevelt was consequential to this...
well, he
country.
Was consequential because we were in the middle of a Kondratiev economic contraction,
right,
which was going to last forever until you hit the, people don't even know what we're talking about now, until we hit that trough war, which we'll probably be hitting sometime soon in the 30s, the 2030s,
sure.
We'll be hitting that somewhere along the line, which will pull us out of this, because you know, and I know as well as anybody, when the market hit, what, 400 in 1929, it took to what, 1953 to get back to 400. It dropped from 400 to 40, and then to get back up to 400 again, it took, what, 25 years?
Yeah.
And that's, it, people can't get that, you know, can't even think in those terms. They, first of all, they don't know it.
No, they have no idea.
They have no idea.
Yeah.
But it's all going to the same routine.
But it's not even fair.
Do that until it's finished.
But it's not even fair, which you know and I know. But
well, I mean,
listen to what I'm talking about. It's not even fair to say what it was and that index and what it became, since there are stocks that were in that index from companies that no longer exist.
Well, there were stocks in that index then that weren't there when it was founded in 1882, so it didn't really make any difference.
Well, it makes this difference. There are people out here who say, if you just hold on, you'll be fine. Well, you wouldn't be fine in Bethlehem Steel. You wouldn't be fine in Woolworth. I mean, you wouldn't be fine in other stocks, or Hudson Motors. I mean, you would not be fine.
Well, Mark, what we're talking about is getting rid of debt. And the easiest way to get rid of debt is just erasing the money.
Sure.
When the market falls from 40,000 or wherever it's going to eventually go to, down to, oh, I don't know, pick a number, 10,000. Where did that 30,000, well, that's gone. It's evaporated. That's how you get rid of this excessive inflation. And then the ramifications of that with social unrest and everything else.
By the way, it just came in. Here it is in front of me. Guilty of all 34 counts. Guilty.
Okay. It's really one thing, and then that ties in 34.
Okay. He's guilty. Well, I knew that. I mean, there was no way they were going to find him acquitted in a day and a half, so it was either guilty or a hung jury, and they said they had a verdict, so it had to be guilty. So, okay, he's done.
No, he's not done.
Well, he's done.
Why are his polling numbers are going to go up again?
Okay, that might be, but he's done in American history. He's done.
Well, what do you care about American history?
Well, I care.
Your history is only, how old are you, Kaysen?
No, I care.
You're in your 70s. What's your history? Your history is going to be another 4 or 5 years, maybe. You know, your history is done. Who cares what people think 50 years from now?
Yeah.
Besides from that point, 50 years from now, we're going to go through an economic contraction and economic turn in this, well, in the Western world, that is going to be, well, you can just imagine.
No, I can't imagine, and there are all kinds of interesting ways in which this will affect people that they have just no concept. But what it will do is it will bring into the United States somebody like a Roosevelt. Who will?
No, Mark.
Yeah. Who will?
No.
You're drinking the occasion.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid that Western civilization is actually going to survive this, and it's not. Now, it's not. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But you look 20, 30 years out, it's going to be completely disordered. We've already started this since.
What you're saying in the broad picture is probably true. I mean, all you got to do is think about, you know, everything that we've got could be buried underground 300 years from now or less. I mean, it could be. So, you know, I agree that that's all a fact. But here's the thing. In any time within our remaining lifetime or even 50 years after that, I think that what just happened in that courtroom will guarantee.
Okay. What happened in that courtroom? That was all silliness. The trial was silly. All the attention. Look, it's bread and circuses. That's what we're given. To the Democrats, this is a bread and a circus thing that makes them feel good, but it doesn't mean anything. That means absolutely nothing. The most effective president we've had in my lifetime And you know who I think that is?
You think Barack Obama was.
I know Barack Obama is. Yeah. You can give maybe a little bit of credit to Dwight Eisenhower with the changes right after World War II. But Barack Obama, who was still that philosophy, and you know, you can't, people don't represent a philosophy. They can talk philosophy, but you can't beat the philosophy. And when he said, and he really has the deep belief in this philosophy, to reframe, reorganize the United States of America, that's the path we're on. And it's incremental. It doesn't have to be overnight, but it has to be a long way. You can take a look with the student loan forgiveness right now.
Okay, but I mean, you and I know what's going to happen with that. But Joe Biden aside, those student loans were always going south. There is no way that the people who owe on those student loans are going to pay $1.3 trillion. It's not going to happen, right?
Right, but that disorders everything. That disorders everything because the average person that paid back their loans, that worked two or three jobs, or didn't take a veil of them at all and opened up their own business, but particularly the ones that paid it back, that's where the dislocation occurs. And people see that. And therefore, it's going to reorder everything in their mind on how business is conducted in the future. Not to say, and I understand why, but forgive them, because we need that money. That you ask the students that are forgiven right now, oh, it's going to give me a chance to buy a new car, to go to, I don't know, Acapulco, to do all sorts of different things with it.
No, well, they
gonna,
have no.
Actually, it's going to, they're going to spend the money.
Yeah, they have no idea. They don't know.
I mean, that's what you interview them. That's what they say.
Yeah, I'm just saying they have no idea what any of this means to them.
No.
Yeah.
They only got one life.
Yeah.
I don't blame them for feeling that way, but that's
all right.
The way it is.
Yeah. But you have to admit that what Joe Biden tried to do, which
I don't want to hear about Biden. It wasn't Biden, okay? It's not Biden.
Well, he's trying to help these kids.
You know, he didn't help. No, this had nothing to do with Biden. Nothing. Joe Biden hasn't had a clear thought probably since I've known him, and you've
well, that might be true.
His career back 30 years.
Yeah, that might be true. But look, there's $1.3 trillion in debt, and he was smart enough, at least, or Obama told him that, you know.
Well,
you,
it wasn't a matter of Obama told him.
I'm just saying. You have to help these kids. That's all.
No, it wasn't to help the kids. Don't get, you know, you can make a case that it was to buy votes, blah, 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 but it doesn't make any difference. Anyhow, you're right. That money wasn't going to get paid back. All right. That was
gone.
Can't be. And since they could not, under most of the cases, file for bankruptcy, under most of those loans, you couldn't, it was going to put a lot of those debtors, not the debtors, but the creditors, into severe risk. So you have a two-edged sword here. You got money now going back into the economy that they didn't have to pay back on these loans, okay? That's number one. Number two, you've got an ideology that you could, within the American psyche right now, that you don't really have to follow any laws.
Well, no, I think that's one of the things about what just happened today. You do have to follow the laws because the laws were coming at you.
Mark. What? That was that trial didn't mean anything. That was a concocted. Yeah, but if you followed it, and I followed it really close on the day-to-day test, it didn't mean anything.
Well, it means the same thing it did for Al Capone.
Look, President Clinton.
No, wait,
they had war on President
Clinton. Forget Clinton.
You're bringing up this court case. I'm telling you, it means nothing.
I'm bringing up Al Capone.
Anybody's mind on this election?
What about Al Capone?
Al Capone was a criminal.
What? That's my point.
He killed people.
Well, this guy. And what about Trump?
Oh, come on. Why do you see? You keep talking about Trump and Biden. We're talking about a philosophy now.
Yeah, we are. I agree. But Trump is a criminal.
He's a New York realtor, and then you had better go out right now and he better, Bragg better round up about, oh, I don't know, 2,000 of them in the city of New York right now who do the same thing.
What about the Central Park Five? He wanted to execute them.
Oh, come on. That's all ridiculous. This is all garbage. You're missing the entire point. You look at where the country is headed. Well, how we're being changed. Or as Obama put it, transformed.
We're
in the process of it right now.
Yes, we are.
And it's very slow. It's boiling the frog in water, incrementally, cold water, bringing it up to boiling. And that's what's happening now. And pretty soon, when you see this, and you know and I know, the trees don't grow to the sky. This market could go to 50,000 or it could go to 15,000 on a whim, and we wouldn't even know why.
Yeah, or 1,600, but that's okay.
Or 1,616 in a day.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, what you've got, for example, let's take Social Security.
Oh, yeah.
In do you think in 50 years that old people will be getting Social Security, or will they be out in the street?
I don't know. And you know what? I don't care.
Well, they will be.
No, but I don't care.
Because of this.
It doesn't make any difference to me now. Look, first of all, you say Social Security. What was it when it began? What was it called? It was called OASI, Old Age Survivors Insurance.
Right.
Okay? It was not a Ponzi scheme like it is now. They didn't tack on, you know, age-dependent children, all the rest of this stuff, to the widow's benefits and everything else, and disability. None of that stuff was on there. It was a Ponzi scheme once the Great Society started, and they started tacking on. And then the Republicans got on board. You know, they got on board with this largesse and started doing the same thing. It's, you know, it's all complicated, but it's all part of the roll downhill.
But you can't take it away from these people now. I forget us. I'm just talking about for the next 50 years.
Well, wait a minute. We need to print the money, Mark.
Well, we
not just print the money to give them. It won't mean nothing. I mean, the biggest theft in the world right now is the tax in the world is this inflation. I mean, so somebody's making $10,000 a year, but it's costing them $2,000 a year more to operate than they did the year before. That's a taxation.
Well, the inflation is only 3%.
Well, what?
3%.
It's 3% on top of the other 15-20% that it's already did in the last 2 years. And it's still growing. We're not talking about the last year, right now.
Okay, but for 20 years, it was almost zero.
That's right.
And they couldn't move it off of zero. They tried.
That's right. Yeah. But what happened was COVID. And then COVID changed everything
when
Fauci got in there and the big pharma got in there with the vaccines and all the rest of the crap.
Yeah.
Money went to the economy to keep the economy going. And now we got this inflation. And you know it, and I know it. There was no way around it. I mean, it happened. It would have probably happened if Trump was still president.
Correct. Right. Well, there's one other thing that actually could happen. Because I think you make a good case. We both understand well what could go wrong in the markets as far as, you know, really a big implosion. And if that were to happen, if the United States government had any sense, they could step right in and issue 100-year bonds for $30 trillion. And it would all be gone. Our debt would be finished.
100-year bonds.
Well, no, we countries have done it. It's just a big mortgage. You know that.
Yeah, Mark, you and I were both in the financial. We were both stockbrokers back in the 70s when government bonds and stuff like that had sold in the 50s for 2% and 3%.
Yeah,
you know, for a K note or $1,000. And by the time 1974 came around, they were worth, what, 400, 500 bucks interest rates. And by the time 79 came along, when the prime interest rate went up to 21.5%, they were damn, I mean, it was like toilet paper. Okay? So the same thing happens again, 100-year bonds. What are you talking about? Who would buy a 100-year bond now?
Oh, people all over the world in a panic would put their money here. The United States dollar keeps going up.
I'm not so sure that may be relevant. We may not be relevant anymore.
Yeah, you know I know you know, but I mean the United States dollar keeps going up. People keep saying it won't, but it is. Why do people?
Because of what you said. It's called disintermediate. They're putting money in place, but see, that's how they get erased too. They're going to get erased in the same toilet bowl when it goes down. Yeah, they're not going to be. They're not going to be immune to that.
No, I agree. Listen, anybody that goes out and buys our paper over the next 3-4 years, they could end up with nothing. But we as the sellers could be in the best position of anybody.
For what?
Well, I don't know if you want, you know.
That's what I mean. You don't know.
Well, you don't know either. I mean.
Well, no, but I don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference to me.
Yeah.
What am I going to do at 78? You know, I guess the same thing. Biden, maybe probably start drooling and dreaming of things that aren't going to happen and talking to people that aren't there. I mean, I might be the same way. Who knows?
Well, if you're 28, you might end up like that too eventually.
For me.
Yeah.
And so, a lot of people are at 28 are like that now.
Yeah. You know, not that you care about this at all, but you know that they have found when they've done autopsies on people everywhere that we're so loaded with plastic in our bodies.
Oh my God. Stop it, Mark.
Well, we are. We are.
Mark, we're living longer by 25 years than people in 1940, okay?
That's true.
So what? Okay. They find plastic in an 80-year-old body who wouldn't have lived to 59 or 62 back in 1939 or 40. Big deal. I mean, unless you want to go on the Mediterranean diet and move over to Greece or Italy or someplace like that and live long doing, I don't know what you do in Greece and Italy.
Okay, but at least we have the sense to stop bleeding people like we did to Andrew Jackson. Can I tell you?
Oh. Now, this is supposed to be a conversation about the trial, which I just...
Well, I don't know.
Turning my head looking at the TV screen
no,
right
I,
now.
This is no... Look, this is a celebration. This is no conversation.
Well, I know to you it's a celebration. To a lot of other... See, that's the thing. That's the thing with the people that are all concerned with people. You're concerned either with Trump or they're considered with Biden. And those aren't even the issues.
No.
Either one of them.
Well, I'll give you one thing to see an issue.
No, NATO. What?
NATO.
That's irrelevant.
Well, totally. Irrelevant? I mean, Vladimir Putin would love blow up everything. He threatens us every day. By the way, that's a good question for you.
Threatens us with what, Mark?
Here's my question. You know what happened in 1963 or 62 when the missile crisis hit. And
I was home. I was in high school and I came home. Yes, right, I remember.
And you know how fearful everybody in this country was. And really, at that point, nobody was threatening to do anything. And today, in 2024, Vladimir Putin threatens to use nuclear weapons against us.
Mark, in 1962, we were 17 years away from actually using an atomic bomb, number one.
Correct.
Number two, they were on in Cuba, just 90 miles away, okay? Mm-hmm. Number two, and that's never happened to us before. So you can't...
I'm just asking.
People today don't believe that stuff. They don't care.
Why do you think people today aren't even concerned at all?
They don't have any control. They don't feel they have any control over it. And you know as well as I do, the thing is not going to be with Russia or China. You know where this conflagration is going to start. And it's already started. And there's no end to it. And there's no such thing as a two-state solution to any of this stuff. This stuff has been going on for, since 600 AD, and it's going to continue to go on forever, and that's just the way it is.
Okay, but you also know that certainly again in our lifetimes, that what it's been is every 6, 7, 8 years, the Middle East blows up and then goes away again.
Come on, Mark. Every 6 to 7, 8. What are you talking about?
Since 48,
we're talking about every 6, 7, 8 years. It doesn't make any difference if it's ever 60 or 70 years. It doesn't make any difference. It's been going on forever.
Yeah, sure.
Okay?
Sure.
Constantinople, okay? Just think. I mean, I'll go into the Moors. I mean, none of that stuff has been erased. It's all in play right as we speak right now. We just don't notice because we're all concerned with what?
Donald Trump.
What are we concerned with today?
Donald Trump.
Circuses and bread. Bread and circuses.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Pickleball. I mean, look at this with pickleball. Now it's on everybody's distracting themselves with some sort of a feel-good health hobby that's exploding all over the world. What are we talking about? Pickleball.
Yeah, but what we're talking about is, which is so ironic, is you're sitting here laughing at it, and you're the one that exploded it in Missouri.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of things, but I don't follow that.
Exactly. I mean, you know, there are places in this country that have gigantic Mao Zedong-sized pictures of you.
I don't know what you're talking about, but that's neither here nor there. I'm just bringing up the fact that people are being distracted today by all sorts of things. And not that they always haven't been during the Depression. The movies were a big thing. They were cheap, a nickel, a dime. You got in to see a double feature. It kept people entertained while things were really bad. But things aren't really bad today.
No, they say
now
they are.
Now we're distracted.
They say they are. People say,
well, no,
they say
we are because we've had it so good. Now that you're paying $3 something for gas when you paid $1.50 for something 5-6 years ago, whatever it was, that's paying the people.
Okay, but you know that
the people today, the people that are involved today, do they remember 1974?
No,
you couldn't buy the damn stuff.
No, they have no
idea. You
were
in a line, which is a mile long, and then every other day, depending upon the number on your license plate, was whether you could fill up or not.
Sure,
you know. And people don't remember, but what is that now? 50 years ago now. That is 50 years ago.
50
now.
Years.
Half a century.
Yeah.
They forgot about that.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
Well, they also can't believe, which I would say to you, and I think you'll agree, it may not last long. I don't know. But gasoline will get down to $1.50 a gallon, I don't know, within a year.
I don't know.
Well, it could, right?
Well, it could do anything. It could go up to $10 a gallon, or it could go down to $1. I don't know.
Wait a second. If the Dow Jones drops in half, do you think that the oil will go to $1.50? I think so.
I have no idea what would happen then. There would be other considerations then that would be far more important if the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed it off 20,000 points.
Sure.
Far more. I mean, most people are depending upon the equity in their home or their 401k. Both of which would be destroyed instantly.
Instantly.
Everybody would be underwater in most of these homes today that they buy. I can go into a lot of examples on that. So can you. I mean, I hate to get on this negative stuff on this, but, you know,
well, it's not even that negative.
Talk in reality.
It's not even that negative. I mean, in the middle of the worst contraction that you've ever known for our country,
It was the 70s.
No. The 30s.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, that made Joe Kennedy rich, right?
Well, I mean, stories.
He took his bootlegging money and sold short.
Yeah, but the problem is the market did come back in 1953. That it took 25 years for it to come back. But, you know, in between we had some rallies. Sure. But he was a manipulator in Wall Street.
Sure.
I mean, he was part of the Irish crowd that was disenfranchised from Wall. I don't want to get into all that.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Well, look, we'll come back in a second here and do this, but I have to sell a couple of things here first. All right?
Can you? All right. Okay. Go to work.
Yeah, very good. So, in the first place, you know, I always around 4:30, Burger. I think about dinner, and one of the great restaurants. And I don't know if you've ever eaten here yet. But it's called Wendy's. You ever been there yet?
No.
Okay. Well, that's at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road, and that's in Chesterfield Valley. And I guess one good thing about Wendy's is that you and I never went there and killed any friends.
Not to that place.
I mean, no. Little would people know or even believe if I told them that you killed Steve Mizzarini, but that's another story.
No, let's go into something else. Yeah,
but at any rate, that was at another restaurant. But Wendy's is a great restaurant in Chesterfield Valley, and you know they've got wings. Do you eat wings?
If they're from a chicken.
Yeah, but do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I said I'll eat, as long as they're wings from a chicken. Okay, because yeah.
I was going to say, I'm not a wing eater at all. But they've got great wings. They've got smoked meats. They've got patty melts and cheeseburgers and pizza and all kinds of good food. But I'll tell you what I do like is baby back ribs. What do you think?
I had them the other day, 2 days ago.
See, there you go. So that's top of my list. And then the other thing that they've got that I really love, onion rings.
Okay.
See, so you got to admit, some of my choices are not bad. Many are, but not here.
Now, exactly where is this restaurant?
Well,
I know Chesterfield, but
Chesterfield Valley, it's just west of, you know, where Walmart and all those places are. So it's west of that on Chesterfield Airport Road. And it's right there. Now, there's another one. They just opened a new version of this, Wendy's in Defiance, Missouri. I know you know Defiance, right?
No, I don't go to Defiance. No, Why would I go to Daniel Boone's?
You know Defiance is what I'm saying.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Because you know everything about Missouri, right?
No, but...
A lot.
I'll bet... people on their knowledge of Missouri, but go
exactly,
ahead.
Exactly. So Defiance is what? Is that a Daniel Boone historic place? Is that?
Yeah, that's where he passed away there. He was his son. It was his son Nathan's home, and it still is there. It's yeah.
Okay, so that's Wendy's in Defiance. Very good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're going to move on, and you know, you and I are not big jewelry people. But I'll say this, there's a place, 4506 Hampton, which is Jewels on Hampton. And you know, just like your Joe, well, Al is the owner of Jewels on Hampton. They buy and sell coins and jewelry. They design jewelry. But here's the thing that you might be interested in. I don't know if they could do this or not. I mean, they fix watches. I wonder if they fix grandfather clocks. I don't know. But they fix watches. Anyway, so it's great. An excellent jewelry store, and they've got tons of jewelry. And the main thing is Al is just a good guy. His son, AJ, works with him. They're always there. And it's just the best when it comes to jewelry. And, you know, I know, like I say, I know you're not a jewelry person. You got a nice watch, though, do you?
No, watches. Why? When you can ask other people for their time.
Yeah,
it's also all on this, Mark.
Now it is. Yeah. But I've got a 45-year-old Seiko, gold Seiko watch, you know, that I got 45 years ago. So, you know, that's something that I like to keep working.
I always used to ask you for the time. I remember that.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, so anyway, that's Jewels on Hampton, 4506 Hampton. And finally... You know that as long as you've known me, that I've been wearing these suits, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And you know I get them at the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton.
I do know that. You've told me about that for a long time.
Corner of Forsyth and Central. And, you know, a lot of very famous people, in fact, many of whom were on the shows that we have done over the years, shop at the St. Louis Suit Company. You'd know the names. I could go through it. You know, just lots of very famous St. Louisans have gone there. And that place has been there for 29 years. So that's a good thing.
And probably since Boyd's went out of business.
Probably since then, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And then here I am. You know, I got a nice tie on right now. You know, I always have a tie. And I don't even, I think you know, these ties cost
$5. $5 tie?
$5. They're silk ties. They look great. They look like $50.
Think of the poor little boy that's making 3 cents an hour in China to make that tie.
That's right. That's a good point. Think about the guy who used to sell ties like this for $50, who then ended up in bankruptcy and is now a guilty felon. Think about that. Yeah, there you go. Trump ties. Yeah, well, he's a felon now. Okay, again,
the nobody really knows that scenario. Nobody knows about it.
Yeah.
All right, get off this case thing. This bores me. It's so trivial.
St. Louis Suit Company, they're in Clayton, and they're the best. Okay, so we did a little business there. That's fine.
Oh, by the way, do you still buy three-piece suit? Remember we used to wear the broker attire, the costume,
sure,
you know?
Sure,
the vest and the pinstripes and the... And all the rest of do they still people wear vests anymore? I'm down here in North Memphis, you know.
Right, more than North Memphis.
People barely wear clothes.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah. Well,
do people still wear three-piece suits? I don't know.
The answer is, because I know the answer.
Yeah.
No. In fact, I'll tell you what they wear. They don't even wear suit pants anymore. They wear sport coats. Sport coats are so hot right now that it is incredible. And they told me this down at the suit company the other day when I was there. And they are selling sport coats like crazy. And people, you know, they'll wear jeans and they'll wear other things, you know, underneath their jackets. And then the other thing is, which I think you know, I think you've seen, that I wear Chucks, you know, Converse tennis shoes with my suits. That's
what's that, a statement? I used to wear wingtips.
Well, I did too. But now it's fashionable to wear Chucks. You know, they call
What are those? I don't even know what that is.
Charles Taylor Converse Chucks.
Well, that's another thing. That's another, you know, bread and circuses sort of thing.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good, or it shows you off to other people that, look, I'm hip at age 70, whatever. I love it.
Yeah.
It's just like me wearing this this hat right now.
No, that's good.
Except I actually did come in from outside.
And those sunglasses, too. And those sunglasses, too.
Oh, I forgot I had them on.
Yeah. And by the way, well, because you're Joe. And let's not forget, the one thing about you in contrast to the real Joe is that hair on your head is really there. Nobody plugged that into your head. Right? See?
That's true.
That's true. So, that's, you know. True. But you know, you can talk a lot of things about Joe Biden. You can make up all the stories you want.
I don't talk anything about Joe Biden.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other people. You know, you can make fun of them. You can talk about, you know, they got a video out that's doctored where he's sniffing kids and all that stuff. You know, you can make.
Oh, well, that's what they do. I mean, that's playtime stuff. Washington politics, political crap that they throw back and forth, which means nothing.
No,
it doesn't mean anything.
But you can't get away from guilty on 34 felony counts. I mean,
it's one count.
It's one, I know.
That counted for 30. You know, it's just like me giving a marijuana cigarette to you and you shared it with somebody else.
Right.
And, you know, I know. It's goofy.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, so the thing about it is you're correct on this. So he'll probably only get, I'm going to say, 1 or 2 years.
And your point
in prison. Well, that's my point.
He won't serve any prison. I mean, he won't go to jail.
He'll go to jail.
No,
he'll go to jail.
No, the best thing Biden could do right now is use it just like he is, and they can work with the judge, because the judge can sentence them to anything he wants to, probation, parole, do all that. If Biden really wanted to win the election, now this is my opinion, I have no idea, you could pardon him right away.
He could do that.
Struck all the air out of the room.
He could do that. He could do that.
He can't do that.
Well, no, he could.
No, because it's a state charge. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. You confuse me. You're right. They can't do it. But
no, but he could recommend. He could have it done. Trust me.
He could have.
Yeah, he could go through Hochul and all that mess up there in New York and get that done. And he would look like Magnanimous Joe.
He could do it.
And he would win tons of votes back.
I would do it.
That's not going to happen.
I would do it. I would do that. I think that's the best idea I've heard in a while. I would say that for sure. I mean, look, I have said all along that the Joe McCarthy day of shame would come to Donald Trump.
Wait a minute.
And now it's there.
Look, that's just like comparing people to Hitler. To Joe McCarthy.
This guy is Hitler.
Oh, my. See, that's where you get in trouble. You're talking about somebody. You're talking about Trump, and people are talking about Biden. You know, you're talking about two people. Worry about, but keep your eye on the philosophy where we're going. And that's where we're going is a place that most people do not realize where we're going. They think we can go back, and you can't go back.
No, you can't.
You know, the ship has already sailed, and it sailed 40, 50 years ago. It sailed with Johnson and the Great Society, and it's all incremental from that point on. Okay, and then we got involved in all Republicans and Democrats. There's equal vote buying on both sides, particularly when it comes to OASI or Social Security, as you like to call it. When you call it that, we've been bought out into the Ponzi scheme. And we think all sorts of things the government can do for us. And, you know, the last person, you can remember what Kennedy said, ask not. Well, that's what made me a Kennedy Democrat forever. He was part of that, which I don't know what would Kennedy be today, a moderate Republican? I have no idea.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. That's not true.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Say
but
that.
I do
that's
know,
not true. Look,
I do know that what he said is not what the Democrat Party stands on today, and neither the Republican Party. So it doesn't make any difference. They're both the same.
Okay, but John Kennedy talked about, you know, ask not, etc. And Donald Trump has given us the unified Reich.
Oh, so, now here you go with Donald Trump again.
I'm just saying, this is what we've descended to.
Donald Trump is trying to take us back to what, and you can't do that.
Well, we've already taken him back to jail. We've already taken him back to jail.
Now, come on, Mark. Okay. Let's have a discussion about what we're trying to talk about. We're trying to talk about the nature and the transformance of the soul of this country is changing, and you cannot go back. The younger people are eventually going to be supplanted, all of us, and they will not have a memory of what it was like to have meritocracy.
No, they won't.
Meritocracy has been wiped out in this country.
Well, but
totally eliminated.
But I'll say this.
And so,
but
totally eliminated, but mostly eliminated.
But we have the best chance of restoring some of that.
No, there's no chance anymore. That's gone. That's gone. Unless you're a physician or an engineer or a pharmacist or something like where you've changed some sort of specialty. But look, the Jews in Germany back in 1930s that were the physicians and the lawyers and the big businessmen, how long did it take them to lose everything?
Yeah, and then get it all back.
Huh?
And then get it all back.
How's that?
They've gotten it all back. They lost everything in Germany, and then they walked out and got it all back.
No, they didn't get it all back.
Oh,
what,
no?
Did you forget about 8 million people?
Oh, they didn't get that back.
That's the point, Mark.
But I'm just talking about the fact that they walked out of Germany with nothing.
But you're talking about money now.
Okay, well.
They're still in the same situation as they were then.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference. And if you don't believe that, and I told you that the other day on the campus of Columbia University, 30% of those people in those were Jewish, which kind of confounds me that they don't understand River to the Sea. I mean, I'm just lost.
Well, no, but if you remember when we had that discussion, I also told you that Isra Harissi, who is the daughter of Ilhan Omar, was with those Jewish kids that were protesting, celebrating Shabbos and Passover.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean anything either.
Well, sure it does.
No, it just means they're non-practicing, okay? Or
you're saying non-practicing.
I don't want to get into this conversation because this is a complicated thing. And it's too complicated. just remember, you can keep your eye on Russia and China if you want to, but other places will start things.
Well, I think they will, and I'm not really worried about Russia, because I never thought that they would use those nuclear weapons anyway.
No, it's in their best interest.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Well,
it's not in China's best interest. You ain't got a goofy guy over North Korea, but guess what? That guy's got a Chinese noose around his neck.
I was going to say, China will step on him.
Well, right, instantly.
Right, right.
I don't worry about that goofball.
Right, and China has absolutely no desire to use anything because they want to make some money.
Well, they got problems right now.
Well, they have problems
of their own that they got to solve, and it ain't going to be, you know, starting any major war. And taking over Taiwan, that might not be in their best interest either. Now, it's not that you can't equivocate what happened with Hong Kong and what may occur with Taiwan.
No, you can't, because they made a deal in Hong Kong.
And well, it was the British anyhow.
And they just followed the deal, that's all.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. So you know, and you're right. I mean, they just can't get their hands on Taiwan. The only way they could have is if Vladimir Putin had
control about that.
No. Well, he has nothing now. He just lost his guy. He just lost his useful idiot. His useful idiot just got found guilty of 34 counts.
Oh, no, here we go again. Now you're talking about. Look, it's this. Mark, it's the same. These countries are all together. Anything you want to talk about, Russia, China, United States, and let's factor in another country, too, that's kind of interesting, is India, which is going to be the largest country in the world in about, another 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, but
they have surpassed China.
But they do have, but they have problems.
What's that?
They have problems, big problems.
Oh, they've had big problems forever.
Yeah.
They can't feed their people.
Correct.
It's just a different situation.
Correct.
They were under British rule for so long that, anyhow, I don't want to get into that either. But all I know is when I have problems with this smartphone, this and I call somebody in India answers,
Listen, I talk to India probably twice a week, because when I call Dell and ask them to fix my computers, which I have, they're all Dell computers. And they take over the screen and they fix everything, no problem. End of story. Which, you know, anybody that buys a computer and doesn't have these Indian technicians available for, you know, in a minute to just come in and fix their computer, I feel sorry for them, because I don't know what to do with a computer, and I know you don't either, really, right?
Why do we have to?
No, we don't, because I got a guy in India who will help me.
Do you know how to make a suit? Do you know how to make your shoes? I mean, you're selling.
No, you got to go buy them.
I dare you. Could you go out and barbecue baby back ribs yourself and make them edible? I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
So you
have other people do things for it.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct, and you got to pay them. But I will say that I can definitely grill a New York steak. That I can do.
What, you throw a piece of meat on a grill?
I can do it.
And you flip it after a minute and a half or two.
Flip it a couple times. That's it.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Could you kill the cow? Could you shoot a bolt through its head and then gut the thing and then cut this? No. See?
No, that I can't do.
So you're getting a butcher to do that for you. Yeah. All right?
Well, they're down at Schnucks waiting for me.
Well, Schnucks is always waiting for you.
$14 a pound. Which
$14 a pound.
Which, by the way, is not much different than it was 5 years ago. $14 a pound. I know. I've been buying New York strip steaks for forever. The price just isn't up that much. I understand.
It's a hell of a habit. It's cheaper having a gin habit than that.
Yeah, well.
You can buy a pint of gin for about $3, $3.25. And that would fix you up all day.
I think Russia's giving that stuff away with a barrel of oil.
You asked me on the show tonight because of this whatever this trial thing was. We know he's guilty, which I expected. And then what? Everybody knew that. Now, and then everybody knows the president's going to come on the air tonight and he's going to say a convicted felon, but it's not going to change one vote. Look, if anybody tells you right now they're undecided, these people belong in a mental institution. Most people have made up their mind long before.
That's true.
I can't decide whether, Trump talks. He's a bad man. He's a crook. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a womanizer. And then I got Biden, who's a cheat, probably a felon. His son is worthless. You know, you can go through both sides of that crap.
I think you went way overboard on Biden because I didn't go far enough.
Biden's wearing a three-piece suit, you take a cobra and put him in a three-piece suit and a bow tie, put a little hat on him, and that's what you got. You know, only the cobra is, I don't mean to, insult cobras. They probably got a bigger brain right now.
I think it would be fair to say that Joe Biden is old. And
I don't want these cliches. I mean,
he's struggling.
We're not talking about Joe Biden. We're talking about Barack Obama.
No, wait. Fine. So let's talk about that philosophy, because that philosophy really goes all the way back to Franklin Roosevelt, goes back to Teddy Roosevelt.
That goes all the way back to Greece and the Peloponnesian.
Okay.
It goes way back.
Okay, but I'm saying it also goes back to Teddy Roosevelt and those people who with that view have done a lot to help this country.
Well, I mean, we're going to go through the story again. This is all because of Ross Perot. Because without Ross Perot, William Jefferson Clinton would not have been president of the United States.
He would have had a second term
for George W.
That's true.
Because he lost that way, that gave a sympathy vote to have somebody that was really not the best qualified. George W. couldn't run Texas, and he couldn't run a baseball team, and he was elected president. Nice guy.
Well, he wasn't. He wasn't elected.
Bush, and then led you right into President Obama.
Yeah, but George W. was selected by the Supreme Court, not elected.
Well, that's that's the hanging chad thing. That was 537 votes. Weird.
I mean, but there were probably 5,000 votes for Al Gore laying there.
Let's not get into that argument.
Let's get into this. This is one thing that we know for a fact, that when Al Gore lost his final challenge, he got in front of the TV set and he said, "I support our new president, and all these other challenges are over." Okay. And even Richard Nixon, when he was told that he could possibly overturn the election against Kennedy in Cook County, Illinois.
No. I understand. We all know this.
He walked away and he said, "No, we don't do that."
But he knew. He knew there was time on his side. Okay? He was a young man then. He was just in his late 40s.
Sure.
Time was on his side. And then he went to California and all that. They don't have Richard Nixon to kick around anymore. Then he came back, and then it was all changed. But then you're talking about a different party.
But
no
one ever attacked the Capitol. Only one man.
He didn't attack. Mark, see, you're conflating everything with a bunch of goofballs, okay? That doesn't mean anything, what happened to the Capitol. The problem with the Capitol, here's the problem with the Capitol. It wasn't guarded properly. If we were guarding it back then, there would have been a lot of broken heads. I wouldn't have not let anybody in that building without having their head smashed in, period. And that all fell through. There was no guards there. There was no nothing. They didn't do anything. They escorted the people around. There would have been broken heads. That's just the way if I was responsible for keeping security in a place, that's what would have happened. Period. And it would have stopped instantly. Break a few heads, have to do it.
No, but that's my point, though, because Donald could have stopped it the same way.
Oh, no, Donald, I don't even want to go into that.
Well,
that doesn't have anything to do with those goofballs.
He could have stopped it.
I don't want to get into all this stuff. There is no law in this country right now. Period. There is none.
That's a problem. No, that's a problem. It's a huge problem. It's a huge problem. But today is the first thing that's happened that puts us closer to reestablishing the law.
Oh, come on. You don't be silly. It's
I
long
think so.
Gone.
I think
that just makes it even worse because this was totally a charade. But it doesn't make any difference. It satisfies a lot of things. You're going to see in the numbers come November which way it's going to go. You can't judge now, but you will in November. I don't even know how. I have no idea how this debate's going to go. I mean, there's only so much Biden can do. Say, I'm talking to a convicted felon, you know.
That's right.
And that's not going to change one Trump voter a bit. And the people that are undecided, they need to sit back and drink some Jack Daniels and then maybe toss darts in a picture. That's what they should do.
Yeah, but you're going to have people who are not Trump people who are going to be energized to vote against.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, listen.
I don't think
in,
so.
In November,
I don't
we'll
know
find
any.
Out the answer to that.
I don't know any. I don't know anybody that's going to be energized one way or the next. I think they've made up their mind. They don't. Here, it's going to be based upon the economy, and you have to agree with this. It's going to be based upon inflation.
Sure.
Probably one.
Sure.
And that'll probably be it. I mean, Carville was right 40 years ago or 35 years. He's right now. You know, you don't want to get involved in all this other stuff, these
right.
social things.
Keep it simple. Right.
Keeping it very simple.
Yeah.
So who's your guest coming on? Who do you got next?
Well, Megan Green is supposed to be coming tomorrow if everything goes right. And I'm glad.
What are you going to talk about? Social theory or economics of why the city of St. Louis is going down the rat hole or what? What are we talking about?
Well, I'll say this, which I would guess she won't say, but I might be wrong. I you know, everybody's talking about getting rid of the personal income tax in the city of Missouri, in the state of St. Louis, rather. And
yes.
I would say it's now 1%. They should increase it to 1.5%.
Well, then more businesses would move out.
No, come on.
They already have more.
That 0.5% wouldn't affect anybody.
They have gone.
Yeah, but they need that revenue to rebuild the city. They could rebuild the city.
Why would you want to? It's empty right now. What's the rebuild? It's all there empty.
If it's empty, you can take all that land and you can put people there.
You got a minute left. You got to wrap this up.
I got 2.5.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm very good at managing time, as you are as well.
Well, my Apple is different than your on-air Apple, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's true. I'm looking at the on-air clock. We've got 2 minutes and 20 seconds, so we're good.
What time is it? Okay, I can get over there now.
Yeah.
I'm doing texting while we're sitting here doing this thing here.
No, you're probably...
I got real fast on it tonight.
Because what you're doing probably is working on setting up the Olympic Games for the next...
Actually, I'm setting up a thing with the number one senior pickleball player in the world.
I'm not surprised.
And
if he's coming into town, if he doesn't kiss your ring, he might as well get out of town.
Now, don't get hysterical.
Yeah, you get.
Don't worry, he's getting caught. By the way, the guy makes $1.5 million a year playing. He's a senior.
I believe it. Are you going to give him?
The top pickleball player right now makes $2.5 million salary, and any endorsements he can make, which God knows what those will be in the future. But
are you going to give him his own bobblehead?
Yeah. Well, good luck with Megan Green tomorrow, and try to get Attorney General Bailey on sometime and put me on with him. We'll have a conversation.
I think I could work that out.
Yeah, well, Bailey will. He needs it. He's running. You know, he's running for Attorney General. His first thing.
He's going to be running.
He is running.
No, I don't. I'm talking about something else.
I have a few. Now, there's a guy I'd want to ask a few questions to. Just polite conversation.
Okay. I'll work on that for near term. Okay, it's time now to disappear. So, you know, with the help of Wendy's and the St. Louis Suit Company and Jules on Hampton, we were able to come here and have this brilliant conversation about the end of Western civilization. So that's all right.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm Mark Kaysen. This is Showdown. Good night.